Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. You can read, listen, ask questions. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which is sent to you via the Constant Contact platform. Very happy to say that. And I keep waiting on a discount, though, Mark. Mark Schmulin is with us, folks. He's a general manager of social media for Constant Contact. I keep waiting on a discount, Mark. I'm not getting a discount. Can you help me out with that?
Yeah, we're working on that.
Okay, all right, good. I appreciate that. Yeah, like, and the check's in the mail. Hey, Chuck, I mean, Mark, thanks again for hanging out with us. Mark, folks, is bringing us the survey, the fall survey for social media that the Constant Contact has conducted. And in a minute, I want to talk about a couple of other things around social media. But before we do, I want you to give us a couple of more facts and figures on the survey. One of them, if I remember correctly, was how folks are using Twitter. Tell us about that.
Yeah, no doubt. I don't think anybody would be surprised to hear that Facebook is the most popular platform with over 800 million users worldwide. 96% of those using social media are using Facebook. But what actually stood out to me is the fact that 76% of the respondents are using Twitter. And that's up from 60% just 6 months ago.
Now, are they using, did you, when you asked the question of these business people, you asked them if they're using these platforms for business purposes, not for personal, right?
That's correct. That's correct. It was a business marketing focused survey, and we asked them to answer the questions in that context.
Mm-hmm. What do you think might prevent somebody today, if somebody's not using the other people who aren't using these platforms, what do you think is preventing them from getting involved?
You know, small business owners are just some of the busiest people out there. And so I really think time, I think lack of knowledge, and I think there's a little bit of fear there. But I will say the respondents in this survey actually believe that social media doesn't have to take a lot of time, especially when you're using the right tools. And there's a lot of great free tools out there that can make it easy for you to manage social media in 5 to 10 minutes a day. In fact, that's why we have a tool called Nutshell Mail. That monitors all your social media, sends you one email a day, so you can take care of that stuff.
I remember that. That's a new product you've been working on, isn't it?
Exactly.
Say it again.
It's called Nutshell Mail, like your mail in a nutshell.
I got you.
You can find that at nutshellmail.com.
Nutshellmail.com. That's one of the Constant Contact products. So I bet did you? I don't know if you asked this, but I bet if you asked those same people that you ask about business social media, how many of them using social media for personal purposes, I bet the numbers would be very similar.
Well, you know, I think that's probably what's feeding the higher utilization as well as effectiveness scores that we're seeing in the survey. I think the main point here is that more and more small businesses are using social media, and they're also finding it to be more effective. And I think that's because, one, they're getting out there. They're not just dipping their toe in the waters anymore. They dove full in, and it's becoming part of their daily mix, both in their business marketing lives as well as their personal lives. You know, in the United States, I think it's 65% of all adults are on Facebook alone. So as you become more comfortable with that platform in your personal life, it's going to sort of click. It's going to translate over into how you leverage that channel form of business marketing.
Did you ask them about their ROI? Did you ask them if they were being successful with it? You know, using it is one thing. Being successful with it, meaning you're getting some kind of response, is another thing. What do you think?
Absolutely. The vast majority believe social media to be an effective way to reach their existing customers, get them back in the store, but also to reach new customers, primarily through their existing customers sharing content. You know, you ask most small businesses, what's the number one way to acquire new customers? They'll tell you, my customer is bringing their friends in the door. It's called word of mouth.
That's community.
And when you really want to get down to it, that's all social media is.
Yeah.
It's word of mouth enabled through technology. Someone clicks the like button, or the share button, the tweet button. But we found that the degrees of effectiveness varies. 86% found Facebook to be effective. 60% found Twitter to be effective, and that's up from 47% just 6 months ago. But one area that I think a lot of small businesses overlook is video. Only 53% are using video, yet those that are using video find it.
In 6 months to a year, that's going to ramp up a lot, though.
Absolutely. Yeah. The more time we spend using these tools, the more important they become to us and the more effective we become.
Hey, Mark, I've got a prediction that I've been making for a while now. In 3 to 5 years, maybe sooner, maybe a little longer, you and I won't even use the term social media. We'll just go to market with the tools that we have, and part of those tools will be what we today call social media. What do you think?
You know, I would put my money behind you on that bet. I got to tell you, social media is not so much a channel as it is a part of every channel that we use today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got the like buttons and tweet buttons inside of our email digest. We have, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter buttons on the website. So social is becoming part of everything we do. So I agree with that. I also think just the way that we market is changing. I think consumers are less interested in just hearing this.
It's because the way customers. It's because what customers expect from you is different, and that's a big deal. Mark, I need a website, please. Give us whatever you want.
Well, I got to tell you, come check out constantcontact.com. But if you're looking for some more information on how to get started with social media marketing, visit our free resource, socialquickstarter.com.
All right, so check that out. Hey, Mark, will you come back again real soon?
Absolutely.
We've enjoyed having you. See you next time. Mark Schmulin, ladies and gentlemen, with Constant Contact. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.